ask and learn.
Very good. But thanks. It's pretty observant on you, because I was asking just this to her. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to call us to order in our role as Board of Canvassers. And we got through another successful election. I stopped by and I congratulated Kevin and Chris yesterday. I always like any election we get through that we aren't on CNN. So that's outstanding. Auditor Martin, comments?
Just a few. We did debut some new things with the election, so we had the scanners. We had some technical difficulties with those. I know you were disappointed, Rick, when you went to vote. Kevin has already solved those, so we do like... We thank you for letting us buy those in advance of actually needing them, so
sure.
We field test them and work the kinks out. We also used some new software to manage our poll workers, which I thought went really well this election. The return rate on the absentee ballots was exceptionally high, almost 93%, which was very good.
What is historic? If 93 is high, what would you normally expect?
It just depends on the type of election. So with a general election, because we do, over 20,000 ballots, and the return rate is probably more in 80% or lower, 75-80%. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, and then we had historic turnout in Colonesco School District.
Mm-hmm.
They had almost 47% turnout, which beats Collins Maxwell's 41% turnout of a couple of years ago. And just for reference, in 2015, at the regular school election, they had 95 voters. For this election, they had 973 voters, so more than 10 times the amount of people turned out to vote. So, we have, based on what other counties do, we have, I think, tightened up the canvas process, and we're doing it by resolution now.
At least one supervisor is really excited about that.
Right, probably the one that sat through the most canvasses. I'm happy to answer any questions from you. But a lot of the information that we used to go through separately is now part of the resolution.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations again, Lucy, to you and your staff. One of the most important things that we do as a government is conducting the elections, and it's good to know that our elections here in Story County are in such capable hands. So thank you. With that, I'm going to read in Resolution 1838, which is certification the canvas of school election results. I'm going to read the top part. I'm going to let Lucy Martin handle all the names of our winners, because there were some on there that I don't even want to try. And then I'll close it out, and then we'll look for a motion from the board serving in its role as canvassers. So Resolution 1838, whereas the school elections was held as prescribed by law on September 12, 2017, and whereas the Board of Supervisors and Ex Officio Board of Canvassers have canvassed the vote of said elections in accordance with Statute 50.24 of the Code of Iowa, now therefore, be it hereby resolved that we, the undersigned members of the Board of Supervisors and Ex Officio Board of Canvassers of Story County, Iowa, do hereby certify the following turnout report and results in the school election held September 12, 2017, and that no obvious clerical errors were identified during the canvass. 5,480 people voted at the polls on election day. 394 absentee ballots were accepted for counting. 3 provisional ballots were accepted for counting. A total of 5,877 people voted. All terms are for 4 years unless otherwise noted. Candidates elected by the voters of the respective school districts are...
For Ames Director at Large, with 3 to be elected, Monique Benkin, Jeanette Colton, Gina Perez. Ballard Director at Large, Jean Savare. Ballard Director, District Number 3, Darren Wogelmuth. Collins Maxwell Director at Large, Justin Bogie. Collins Maxwell Director, District Number 1, Marcus Fricke. Colonesco Director at Large, John C. Fuller Jr. Colonesco Director, District 1, Tracy Nessa. Colonesco Director, District Number 2, Justin Jedlicka, and that was a write-in winner. Gilbert Director at Large, with two to be elected, Deborah Ordahl and John P. Nelson. Nevada Director at Large, two to be elected, Tori Carshred and Joe Anderson. Joe Anderson was a write-in winner as well. Nevada Director at Large, to fill vacancy, with two to be elected, for the residue of the term ending November of 2019, Mark A. Crawford and Leanne Harder. And the residue of the term, because elections for school and city will be combined in 2019, that actually extends the terms of those people whose terms expire in 2019. Just noted. Roland Story Director at Large, with two to be elected, Tammy Hansen and Michaela Carlson.
Also, public measures approved by the voters of the respective school districts. Measure B, the Ames Physical Plant and Equipment Levy. Public measures defeated by the voters of the respective school districts. Measure C, Colonesco General Obligation Bond. Dated this the 15th day of September, 2017. So, Board of Canvassers, comments or a motion to adopt Resolution 1838?
Before we move this, you had said the Colonesco bond turnout, or the Colonesco percentage turnout, was their county record? Did I hear that right?
Well, from looking from 2000 to now, I can't speak for any earlier elections from 2000.
Okay, but because I've got some inquiries on this one, so I'm kind of composing a letter in my head. So I just heard that you had said that 47% would be the highest
in the last 17 years.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I would make a motion then to approve Resolution 1838 as presented.
I would second.
Any further discussion? Chitty.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Resolution 1838 passes. If there's no other business, I'd take a motion to declare this canvass complete.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. I look forward to doing this.
Don't leave just yet. Yep. A lot of signing to do.
A lot of signing. now I take
second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 We're adjourned.